This is National Customer Service Week. Where, what company is, would you say, gave you the best customer service, Ed, in your experience?
And recently?
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it was Hewlett-Packard. I used to be able to say Dell, but Dell,
you're right,
is, has, their customer service has gone so bad. Where when we've called HP, you get someone that's knowledgeable and they listen to you and it's not scripted. You can explain what's going on. I'm just trying to open a ticket. I got a cracked screen, and they'll ask you a few questions and you're good. If I go to Dell, they're following a script and they say, well, did you try this? Did you try that? You know, did you listen to what I said? I said I have a cracked screen and I have 100%, you know. It just seems to be that a lot of the call centers, the way they go, instead of paying a little bit more for someone that's knowledgeable on the phone, they're going to get someone at an entry-level job, and they're going to pay a minimum wage, and they're going to follow a script. And if, you know,
am I right,
saying,
though, that call centers seem to be coming back to this country? I actually should probably confirm that with fact.
I don't think call centers are coming back, but I think there is a trend now to create new call centers within the country and try to provide a service that feels more akin to the locale that it's being serviced.
My grandson, Anthony Stack, is part of the HP call center.
Oh, is he?
Here in the Detroit area, yes. He's part of that. Matter of fact, I think the county of San Diego is what he is servicing with the calls that come into him.
Because I was a former HP employee and very bitter at the way we were treated when they bought out EDS and what happened. You know, everything they took away from us and how they took advantage of us and the pay rate, you know, stuff like that. So I have a lot of bitter feelings about that. But I have to say that their call centers are really, really good. So,
Cal, how about you? What's your best experience of, we won't focus on the worst, the best experience of,
are you
of
talking about
customer
IT?
Service?
Are you talking about IT or just customer service, period?
Well, let's start with IT and then go on to.
Oh, let's see. That's hard to tell. You know, I just realized Nest. I had a great customer service experience with Nest about a month ago. My Nest smoke detector, and CO2 smoke detector was having a problem. I couldn't get it to pair with my Wi-Fi.
Oh.
And I worked with it. And then finally, after using their website, which was really good, I ended up calling them directly and got a guy on the phone. And we walked through the entire process and worked on it and still couldn't get it to work. But the guy was very pleasant and extremely knowledgeable, understood the product, knew exactly what was going on with it. And then after we were all done, he shipped out a brand new one for me, and it was good to go.
Yeah, and you'll find that with a lot of startup companies like that.
Yeah.
Not quite startup. It's been around for a year or two.
Yeah.
But it
was
kind of hope that customer service stays that kind of quality, because it is so important, at least to me in terms
of. And it was customer service in the United States, too.
Yep. There you go.